sometime back, we did this song for all our fans, but Robin and I decided to do it again. Would you listen to me, please? I made a vow to the Lord. Yes, I did. Is that all right, church?
Right. and go home with me for a little while, if you please. My name is Willie Johnson, and I'm from Tyler, Texas. But that wasn't where I was born. I was born in a little community about 13 miles from Tyler. In a little community that was called Galilee. And some of the people in this community that had cars. But my father, he didn't have one. Only way that we had to get back and forth to the grocery store, you don't hear me, do you? We had two mules. And we had a wagon. Wait a minute. Wait, let me say that again. I said, my father had two mules. And he had a way. And that was a little church that where we were brought up. And a little old sanctified church. And they had a place in the back for all the kids when they got sleeping. Sometimes they would stay till 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. But whenever they got ready to go home, that old minister would tell everybody to stay. Would look for one, and they would look to them, because they knew that they wasn't going to see each other for maybe a week. But as they would stand there, an old song would come across their mind. I'd like to say the same thing that they would say. Be in no hurry, ride, rest food, and ride with us. His now and forevermore.
They didn't say it one more time. Oh, my Lord. Ooh, oh, my Lord. our spirit. Now, we used to sing this song, and a lot of people used to like it. And every time somebody that like it real good get a chance, they ease up to me and say, why don't y'all sing that song about something about the king? Walk with the king. Talk with the king. Somebody said, I'm walking. We're going to do a little, see you like it. I've been walking, walking with my
change. I'm living this life day by day. Oh, yes, I am. And I'm trusting in Jesus every step of the way. Through the good times, through the bad times, He'll never leave me.
catching the wave in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass.
You can make it with Jesus.
You can make it with Jesus.
No matter how hard you try.
Hard you try.
You can make it with Jesus.
You can make it with Jesus.
No matter how hard you try.
Hard you try.
You can make it one step.
You make two.
It's amazing.
What
it done for others. I found out he'll do the same thing for you.
First thing you need to learn is say,
you can make it with Jesus.
You can make it with
oh,
Jesus.
Yeah. No matter how hard you try.
Hard you try.
You can make it with Jesus.
You can make it with Jesus.
No matter how hard.
Hard you try.
Y'all know if you make one step,
you make two.
I'm telling you it's amazing.
What God can do.
I'm telling you
what it does for us.
God, we do the same thing for you.
You can do the same.
Let me say
us.
A verse that says, I've been running with Jesus.
I've been running
oh,
with
yeah.
Jesus.
For a mighty long time.
A mighty long time.
Y'all know
I had to suffer.
And sometimes
I
and person, this one is made one.
Can you make two?
I'm telling you, it's amazing.
What God can do.
We love
what
He done for others.
What He done for us.
Say that, help me say. I'm telling you
what He done for us.
What He did for you out there.
What He done for us.
What He done for us.
To do the same for you.
Hey! I can make it with Jesus.
You can make it with Jesus.
Let me tell you what the Bible says.
You can make it with Jesus.
My people.
You can make it with Jesus.
Called by my name.
You can make it with Jesus.
Humble yourself.
You can make it with Jesus.
Pray and seek my face.
You can make it with Jesus.
Transform your wicked way.
Expecting you. Catch the wave. NFI. North Carolina. Georgia. California. New York. Seattle, Washington. Around the world. In studio. NFI. Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world. And now, another 30 minutes of today's best music. Best music. Remember this track. Remember this track. We're about to take it back.
Thank you. See you. your own fault. Stop while you can see them, children, or your soul will be lost. You got to check on your generator. You need more strength and power. You can't do nothing without the man. You need him every hour. Christians, oh Christians, press on your startup and start your automobile. Put it in first gear and go on up the hill. Drive on, children, if I ever see you no more. I'll meet you when I pull in on the other shore. And I'm not worried about my parking space. I just want to see my Savior face to face. You know, prayer,
that is a driving light. Faith is a staring
The hottest mixes on the planet.
Yep, yep.
You're rocking with the best.
You're listening to
the Anointed One, and you can catch the wave right here at NFIRadio.com. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music.
Yeah.
here's another thing. You know the flowers that bloom, Lord have mercy, in May. You know what that do to me. Somewhere near
my Lord.
Oh, I feel good now. You know when I, why would I say I wish the Lord, trying to do the best they can. You know what that is to me, children.
Oh, yeah. people's station.
Hello, I'm Robert Davis with Disability Claiming Consultants. Are you sick or been injured on your job and tried to get your disability benefits through Social Security and been denied? Don't get frustrated. There's help for you. For over 30 years, I have helped over 1,000 people throughout North Carolina get their benefits they deserve. Give me a call today at 252-492-8715. Again, help you can count on. Call me, 252-492-8715. Thank you.
New Directions Unlimited offers customized travel services and specializes in river cruises to destinations around the world. Find us online at newdirectionsunlimited.com or call 919-570-0232 to speak with a New Directions Unlimited travel concierge. Begin your journey to the experience of a lifetime and make lasting memories. New Directions Unlimited. See the world. Discover self. Travel.
Welcome back live from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. Welcome back to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Once again, want to remind those of you to catch the wave. You can join us on our public figure page on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network or join us on our website at NFIRadio.com.
In HD2. Call in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
We're social. Social. Check us out on Facebook. Facebook.
I feel like praising. Is it all right if we praise it? Let's give him the highest praise. What is the highest praise? What is the highest praise? Hallelujah.
Home going. Folks were standing around
waiting on my family to break down. But when you're the dog, you can do. When you've done the best you can do. You don't have nothing to break down about. But at the funeral, the spirit got high. And my mama, my sister, got up under their feet. And I never will forget what I was hurt. Shout hallelujah! Shout hallelujah! Shout, oh, I'm happy! Shout hallelujah! For those of you that been curious about who are we going to replace that with? Tell somebody that we replaced him with Jesus. Tell somebody we replaced him with Jesus. And Dad is up there with the angels right now, looking down with a smile. And I feel like he might want to cut.
Came down from heaven with. I believe I'm gonna let Daddy
tell you what the boy said. That would let me sing. You know what I'll be doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what? By the time they recognized the voice, it was. And everybody began to look up toward heaven. And that old man's voice began to talk to him. She said, children, one thing about this choir that I sing with now. He said, we don't have to wait until Sunday morning to sing. But every morning, me and Lane, we get together and we sing songs that you never heard in your life. And if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, you're gonna let Daddy tell you what he's saying one more time. Can he tell it?
I'm gonna let gonna do when we get there. 1992, I was at the crossroads in my life. I didn't know which road to take. Oh no. But when I finally made it to the right road, I didn't want to walk alone. No, no. So I fell down on my knees, told the Lord these words: walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me. When you're walking with Jesus, your friend gets you. You don't have to worry, your friend gets you. The Lord and I'm still with you. He can hold you, and if Jesus holds you, who can pluck you out? Oh, he's able to hold you. Let me tell him sometime. Oh, be my friend. Be my friend. When you get friendly, sir, and don't have anyone to talk to, tell him, be my friend. Lord. Oh, please be my friend. Oh.
Gospel Radio Network. You're catching the wave in HD2 sound with Tight
acoustic bass.
Remember this track. Remember this track. We about to take it back.
This is the voice of Doc McKenzie, and I would love to give honor and tribute to some of gospel's legends. We love to give them while they yet live. We love to give flowers. But due to the fact that we know not the minute, not the hour, that the Son of Man shall appear, sometimes we just have to do it in the time that God says so. Thinking right now about the late Brother J.J. Fallon, the Soul Stirrers, who recently passed. I would love to sing this song in tribute to him right now, because it always made me feel good when he stepped up to the microphone and sung a song that said, "Well, you know I'm loud. I'm like a ship that's tossed and driven. Oh, Lord, let it die. An angry, angry sea. Oh, Lord, you know when the storm. Thinking about another one of gospel's legends. At one time he was called the Million Dollar Voice. And when I go way back in the time and think about some of the songs that this young gentleman sung, and I'm talking about none other than the Reverend Claude Jeter, he enthused a lot of people's hearts when he stepped up to the microphone and he would say these words. Say, "Oh, another one of gospel's specialties, if I must say, was loved all over the world. And right now I'm thinking about none other than the brother Johnny Martin from the Mighty Clouds of Joy. And when I think about the Mighty Clouds of Joy, you know, it always inspires me to be able to say something about them or do something in respect to them, because they have done and they have set such a good trail for gospel, the top group of the nation. And the brother Joel Agon, which is one of my favorite singers, always makes me feel good. When he walked up to the microphone, he inspired a lot of souls and gave them hope when he would say these words. "There's a bright sun somewhere. Thank you. And you know, those of you that know the brother Lagan, y'all know that it's good to give flowers while they yet live. And I'm singing this for brother Lagan right now, because he always makes songs for different occasions. And me just thinking about the condition that the world is in, there's so many different denominations. But way back in time, a long time ago, he made a song that served that purpose when he stepped up to the microphone and he would say, "None but the right." Sometimes I often hear the brother Lagan sing when he would stand behind every dark cloud, the sun will shine. And in a song that he would sing shortly after he said those words that stayed on my mind, it always made me feel good when he touched the microphone and said, "Oh, I came to Jesus as I walk.
More that I can say,
may the work that
Would you let it speak for me?
Request hotline heard every day at 12:30 p.m. Call in for your prayer request with pastors standing by to pray with you at 347-215-8049 from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Call now, 347-215-8049. Now let's go live.
Praise the Lord. I'm Warren Lumpkin, and I'm going to be leading in us in a national prayer for our nation. Father God, we come before your throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. We ask that you would strengthen your people with mighty power inwardly by the Holy Spirit himself, indwelling our innermost being and personalities. May Jesus Christ actually dwell in the hearts of your people. May he abide in us. May Jesus make his permanent home in our hearts. Let your people be rooted in love. Let the foundation of every ministry worldwide be rooted in love, and the foundation be securely in the love of Jesus Christ that far surpasses mere knowledge. Let your people be filled throughout their entire being with the fullness of God and possess the rich measure, the richest possible measure of your divine presence. May we be wholly filled and flooded with God himself. May you give us life and energy with all power by your Spirit, that we would have endurance and patience and perseverance and forbearance with joy. God, please continue the work that you began in us. Oh, God, bring it to a full completion. Cause the thoughts of your people to agree with your will. Make we need that we may carry out your will. Work in us to accomplish what is pleasing in your sight. Father, we come to you in behalf of the United States of America. Lord, you are our Lord and our Savior. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will keep America under the shadow of your wings, that we will continually abide under the shadow of the Almighty because of the people in this nation who are righteous, who pray to you day and night. Hear the prayers and petitions of your people, God, and have mercy on our nation. I pray for the president of this nation, all the executive branches, and all the members of Congress and the Senate, and all the leadership of all local, state, and federal agencies, all the commissioners and governors of this nation. I ask that you would guide and direct the leadership of this nation in every way, Lord God. Cause the thoughts of each one of these people to agree with the will of God. Lord, I thank you for your protectiveness over our nation. You have shielded us from harm and danger. I thank you, Lord, and that you hear our prayers and our requests of all the people who cry out to you day and night on behalf of our nation. You have kept us safe, Lord God. You have foiled the plans of the nations who come against us. You thwarted the purposes of the peoples, but your plan stands firm forever. What you have intended and what you have ordained for this nation will come to pass as you have desired it, Lord. We pray right now for your will to be done in our nation, Lord God. Lord God, we pray that you would ensure the safety of your people and keep our nation from harm's way. Oh God, provide protection, oh God, from the plans of destruction that have been plotted against us. I pray, Father, that you would extend a hand of protection against all the destructive forces of terrorism against your people and this nation. I pray that you will protect our nation from evil attacks and terrorism and stop the evil aggression and terrorists. Attempts to bring destruction against our nation. Pray that you would give wisdom and discernment to those who provide protection for your people, God. Oh, Lord, raise up these men and women and instruct them and teach them, Lord God, that they would be alert, Lord God, and foil the plans of the enemy who come against our nation. Oh, God, we pray, Lord God, for our nation, Lord God, that you will provide insight to all the international and local authorities of our nation to act swiftly, oh God, and to avert all danger, and that American, anything that will come against all the American people and our property, Lord God, guide the authorities of this nation and that they would seek to eradicate terrorists and enable military forces of this nation to become swift and powerful and accurate in any action against any evil attacks against this nation. And Father, I pray that you would loose your mighty warring angels, your guardian angels, to expose and destroy the potential dangers that's planned against America. I ask you, Lord, to continue to bless and strengthen this nation. Heavenly Father, you are our refuge, our stronghold in times of trouble. So, Lord, I pray that you would never take your hand off of America, and that your people will dwell safely in this land and prosper abundantly according to your will. I submit this to your hand. Lord, I give you praise and thank you, oh God, for your protection that you've provided for us so far. God, I pray that you would not allow anyone who is hostile toward Israel to be elected into office. But I pray, Lord God, that you will continually guide our president, that he would understand the importance of being allies with Israel, Lord, that you would not allow anyone to come into office who is hostile towards the nation of Israel, but it's because of the favor we have shown them that you have shown to our nation. We know, Lord God, that those who bless your people will be blessed, and those who curse your people will be cursed. We pray that no official, nobody will come into office, Lord God, who will be hostile towards the nation of Israel, God. Lord, we pray for the members of our armed forces, oh God. And we pray that you would just keep them, Lord God, oh God, and that you, Lord God, would give them peace in their hearts, Lord God. Lord, we pray for our president, Lord God. We pray that he would realize his own personal need, oh God, for your protection and for your guidance, Lord God, that he would see his inadequacy and that he would be dependent on you for wisdom and knowledge and courage to do what he knows is right. We pray, Lord, that he will reject all evil counsel, God. And we pray for all the cabinet members and the people who counsel him, that they would be filled with wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh God, and that would give him sound and intelligent and righteous counsel. Lord God, I pray that there would be no one in the air of this of our president, God, who would bring corrupt, who would be corrupt, Lord God. But we pray for righteous people, God, to be in office and to be surrounding and all his cabinet members, oh God, to be upright people, Lord God, and that he would do nothing to violate his conscience. And that, Lord, we pray that you would, we come against all humanism and all the evil, God, that is against you, your laws and your decrees, God, that these men will act according to your will. Oh, Lord God, we pray that you would help him to rely on prayer and the word of God for his source of strength and courage and wisdom for making decisions, Lord. Heavenly Father, please restore dignity and honor and trustworthiness and righteousness to the office of the presidency of the United States of America. Oh, God, so that they would be an example to all people, God. Lord, please, God, and let him listen with his heart and soul to those you have appointed to know the truth concerning the land of Israel. Lord, that those who are in cabinet members would understand and know that you, oh, God, promised the land of Palestine to Israel. Oh, God, and that you have set the boundaries and the border lines. Please help the President of the United States to understand these things, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God, we just pray for our nations and our school systems and our teachers and all the people who serve in public and office. God, we just pray that you would just continually guide them. And we just give this into your hands, Father. And we just give you all the praise, Lord. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before his presence, to him who has the power to establish, strengthen, and settle us and make us what we ought to be and to equip us with what we need to carry out his will while you work in us, Father, to accomplish what is pleasing in your sight through Jesus Christ, the Messiah, to whom be all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thus saith the Spirit of the Lord.
By the river, hey. Evergreen, in and out of fear. You're a life giver, miracle worker. So I'm taking the nation through, announcing my gospel through. I'm touching my people through. Hey. 'Cause you're my temple.
Prepare our hearts and mind with this awesome anointed woman of God, Apostle Janet Wooten, out of Raleigh, North Carolina, with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. And now, here is Apostle Janet Wooten. Good evening, Apostle.
Radio station staff, and to Apostle Barbara Watkins, and to each and every one of you that have taken time out of your busy schedule to tune in to the Turn on the Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We know that Jesus said in John 8 and 12 that he spake and said again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world, and he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of light. So we're just excited about all God is saying and doing in this season and in this hour. You might hear a little noise in the background. We're not home. We're away from home, but there was no way we were going to miss bringing this broadcast to you on today. So there is a word from the Lord, and we're just excited about all God is saying and doing in this season and this hour, how he is preparing his people to receive the promises that he has for them. And so we're going to go into 1 Kings chapter 19, a very familiar subject, a very familiar passage of Scripture. And there is a question that we're going to ask you after we begin to talk about this particular passage of Scripture. We know that it's about the prophet Elijah. We know that in 1 Kings 18, the previous chapter, that the prophet Elijah had had a showdown with the prophet Baal on top of Mount Carmel, because he said to the children of Israel, if God be God, follow ye him. They had to make up their mind who they were going to serve and who they were going to follow. And so he had a showdown with the prophets of Baal on top of Mount Carmel. And we know that they were defeated by the prophet Elijah. So when we get to 1 Kings 19 and 1, we're dealing with the threat that Jezebel sends to the prophet Elijah concerning what she is going to do to him. She lets him know in verse number 2 of chapter 19 of 1 Kings, she said, then Jezebel sent a message unto Elijah saying, so let the gods do to me and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. Because King Ahab had went back and told Jezebel. Jezebel was a wicked woman, and she was of the house of Omri, and Omri used to be a king over Israel, but he was a wicked king, and so his whole household was wicked, and Jezebel was a wicked woman. And Ahab's father arranged their marriage for him to marry this woman, Jezebel. Ahab was jellybagged, and he was spineless. And so he allowed Jezebel to run everything, to do whatever she wanted to do. And so after the prophet Elijah had got this from Jezebel, the word of the Lord lets us know that he took off running. He did the fight or flight method. Elijah took off running, and he left his Gehazi, his armor bearer, in one city, and then he continued on by himself until he can run no further. And so he began to lay down under a juniper tree, and the word of the Lord lets us know that he was ready to die. He was asking God to go ahead and take his life. It was enough. You know that he had did all this work, and it seemed like the children of Israel were still stuck in their sinful ways. And all the other prophets had been killed. He said, I'm the only one that is left. And so the prophet Elijah lay down under the juniper tree. But how many of you know that God would not leave you the way that you are? Some would even say that the prophet Elijah had gone into a depression because of the threat that he received from Jezebel. So the question that we want to ask you on today is, how do you respond to the threats of the enemy? What is your response? What is my response? Do you answer with fear or do you answer with faith? Do you do as Elijah did, fight or flight? Because, see, when you think about it, he was just on the top of Mount Carmel, and he even made fun of the prophets of Baal. He said, go ahead on and call your God, and maybe he's asleep. Maybe you need to holler a little louder. And so he was bold and bad and everything on top of Mount Carmel. But when this one woman sent him a threat that she was going to kill him, he took off running. Now, he had just left off on a mountain where he killed, come this one woman with a threat, and he takes off running. And that's just like the enemy, what the enemy does to us. The enemy is a liar. He is the accuser of the brethren. He is our adversary, and he's an all-around big bully. Mm-hmm. Then he goes around bullying people. He torments us. Uh-huh. Glory to God. But our question to you on today is, how do you respond to the tactics of the enemy? What is your response? Because, see, it is important that you check out how you respond to the enemy, because there's something you don't need to respond to. You need to respond with faith, and you need to respond with a praise. You need to respond with your worship. Let's look at some people and how they responded. First and foremost, let's look at the word response. Mm-hmm. The word response is a verbal or a written answer. It's a reaction to something, expression of a nerve impulse caused by a change or event, a physical reaction to a specific stimulus or situation. And so when we begin to look at what it's talking about how we respond to the enemy, the first person I would talk about is Joseph. You know the story. You read the Bible and heard the story told about how Joseph was hated by his brothers to the point that they wanted to kill him. And Joseph ended up in a pit. Joseph had a dream, and he told his dreams to his brothers and to his father. And his brothers hated him because, number one, his father loved him more and gave him a coat of many colors. And so Joseph was already trying to fulfill a role that he wasn't quite ready for, because he was always running around telling on his brothers. So he ended up in a pit and went from the pit to the palace. But when he got to the palace, he was favored by Potiphar. But how many of you know the enemy always got a trap set somewhere? And here comes Potiphar's wife that was after Joseph. But Joseph began to let her know that he could not do this thing. He said, glory be to God. He said, my master does not know all of what goes in or come out. He's put me in charge over everything in this house but you. And he let her know that I will not sin against my master. And most importantly, I will not sin against my God. That's Genesis 39:7-23. My response is, ask yourself, what is my response? He come our shot. Even down to when we look at 1 Samuel 31-8. When David got back from Ziklag, him and the men, after he tried to help the Philistines fight a battle, and they rejected him because they remember him from killing the Goliath. Glory be to God. And so when they got back, him and the men, they found out that all of their children were gone. The place was burnt down by the Amalekites. Their wives were gone, and the men began to weep and to cry. And the Bible said they cried until they could not cry anymore. Even down to after they had no more cry in them, they started to talk about stoning David. They wanted to blame David. But the Bible says that David was in distress. But David sent for the ephod. Glory be to God. And the Bible said that he encouraged himself in the Lord. And he inquired of the Lord as to what to do. He said, shall I pursue them and take all? And the Lord said, yes, pursue after them and you will recover all. Do you seek the Lord when trouble comes? Glory be to God. When it seems like everybody have turned their back on you. Glory be to God. They were with you, but now they're against you in the end. I'm a shot. That's why you got to be careful of the people that you surround yourself with, because misery loves company. Because these men joined themselves on to David, because David was on the run from Saul. I'm a shot. And so misery loves company, and people will join themselves on with you, but they're not really for you. So the Bible lets us know, glory be to God, that David did pursue all, went after them and recovered everything. So do you question the Lord? Do you ask God for instructions? Do you ask God for a strategy? What is your response? To the enemy. Even down to, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the prophet Elisha was telling the secret of the Syrian army to Israel, and the Syrian army thought that there was a spy, but they told him, no, it's the prophet Elisha that's telling Israel everything. And he sent and said, go and find him. And they wanted to kill Elisha. But when the servant got up the next morning and looked out the door and saw that the house was surrounded by the enemy, he went back and told Elisha and said, what are we going to do? He was afraid. But the Bible says that Elisha said to him, that there be more with us than there are against us. Mm-hmm. Even down to Elisha prayed a prayer and asked the Lord to open up the eyes of his servant Gehazi, that he would see what he needs to see. Glory be to God. And the word of God lets us know that when he looked again, he saw the chariots of fire ready to defend them. Glory to God. Do you trust in God in the midst of trouble? Is your response that there is God before me, who can be against me, that I am more than a conqueror? Even down to glory to God. Glory to God. Even down to Job. Even when Job received all of the bad news, he said that he lost his servants, that he lost his cattle, he lost his wealth, he lost his children. They said that Job responded by rending his mantle, shaving his head, and sitting in sackcloth and ashes, and that Job responded with worship. It's something about worship that gets the attention of the Lord. And the Mashaka, your worship pulls you into a place with God, into a one-on-one with God, where you can hear the word of the Lord clearly, where he will minister unto you. There are some of us today, we've got trouble on every hand, and we're saying to ourselves, where is the Lord? What is it that we need to do? What have we done? And you go to church, and you're looking for a word from the pulpit. You're looking for a word from the prophet. And it seems like the prophet speaks to everybody but you. But we're in a time and a season now where God wants us to know that he wants us to come to him. That he has the word. He's got the answer. But the answer is in your worship. Yes, we talk about praise. Praise will get you out and get you through, but there's something about worship. When you tug on the heart of God, in the name of Jesus, when you get the attention of God, when you call on him, and it's a one-on-one with you and God, and even down to when you enter into that space of worship, you forget all about your problem. Glory be to God, to you. Oh, glory to God. There's some things you don't have to answer, even down to the Hebrew boys. When they were in the fiery furnace, they began to tell the king that we're careful not to answer you in this matter, because they had a faith and a confidence that God was going to get them out of the situation they were in. But they had a made up mind that even if he don't bring us out, we're not going to fall down and worship this statue. What is your response in the midst of trouble? Do you compromise? Do you take sides with the enemy? Do you start feeling some kind of way? Do you get caught up in your emotions? Oh, glory to God. Even down to when Jesus was tempted, when he came out of the wilderness, the word of the Lord said that every time that the devil would speak to Jesus, that he would give him the word. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. The only way to defeat the enemy, it's with the word of God. But what is your response on the day? How do you respond to the enemy? Even down to when the Lord caught up with Elijah, and Elijah sent an angel to feed Elijah, to give him bread and water. He said, because the journey is too great, rise up and eat. Get up out of your situation and eat. And the word of the Lord said that after he ate that last time, that he went to the Mount of Horeb looking for God. Do you look for God in the midst of your situation? Your response is looking for God. And the Bible said that when he got to Horeb, he went into a cave. You got to be careful how you go into a cave. A cave is a dark and a wet place. Be careful how you go into darkness. That's depression. The Bible said that the Lord said to Elijah, what are you doing here? You in the wrong place. You in the wrong posture. what are you doing here? And Elijah responded with a complaint. Oh, I'm the only one left. All the prophets are dead. Israel still ain't doing right. Oh, glory be to God. That's the one here. But the Lord said, come on out on the ledge. I'm going to show you something. I want to show you who I am. The Bible says that a strong wind came by. And the wind is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Oh, glory to God. It is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. If it's a stormy or a scorching wind, it symbolizes trouble. It's the movement of the Holy Spirit, usually good, but maybe evil. It disappears quickly. It stands for unstable, difficult to understand. Because nobody can understand why Elijah was in the cave. Mm-hmm. Then there was an earthquake. The earthquake was symbolic of a sudden release of great power, judgment, changes, a great shock, a time of trial, and a release from prison. But the Bible said that the Lord was not in the wind, and it was not in the earthquake. Then came a fire, and fire stands for God's presence. It stands for a trial of persecution, burning fervency, emotion, longing, aching, or craving, power, Holy Spirit, anger, or judgment, punishment, lake of fire, different from the tongues of fire. So after all of that went through, the Lord spoke to Elijah in a still small voice, and he told Elijah what to do. Glory be to God. What is your response in times of trouble? How do you respond? Do you respond in faith or do you respond in fear? Do you respond with the fight or do you respond with flight? Even down to when Jehoshaphat found himself surrounded by the enemy, the word of the Lord let us know that he called a fast and he prayed. Do you seek God? He sought the Lord. And the Lord sent the word by the prophet. You need not fight in this battle, but you still got to show up. And when you show up with a praise. But there's something about a praise. Your praise should send you over into worship. Oh, glory be to God. Praise gets his attention, but it's the worship that pulls at his heart that causes him to answer. Oh, glory be to God. Even down to, glory be to God, when Hezekiah received the letter from Sennacherib, Rabshakeh, about how they were going to destroy Israel, and told had never enough to tell Hezekiah, don't you believe that your God is going to get you out, because we defeated all the other gods, and your God is not going to be able to get you out of this. Even down there told the people, don't you believe Hezekiah, God ain't going to be able to deliver you out of this. But the Bible said that Hezekiah took the letter and went to the temple and laid it out before the Lord. And the Lord let him know that he was going to destroy this army. Do you stop going to church just as soon as trouble comes? What is your response? That's what God wants to know today. How do you respond during the midst of trouble? Do you come to him? He wants you to fall down and worship. Because your answer is in your worship. Your answer is in your praise. That is the proper response. Ikumasha. He's telling people that I want them to worship me. I got what they need, but they can only get it in their worship. Handamashanda. Glory to God. We got to sign off now. But we pray that there was a word spoken to somebody on today that has been seeking the Lord about that situation and that circumstance. We want to let you know that it's in your worship that you need to steal away. That one thing about Elijah, he ran to the Mount of Horeb. He ran to the Lord. He got in a cave. Sometimes you got to steal away in a quiet place all by yourself and seek the Lord for the answer that you're looking for in this hour and in this season. Only the Lord can give it to you. You got to seek him with your worship, and you got to seek after him with your prayer. Father, we thank you and we pray, Lord, that this word touched somebody's heart, touched somebody's situation, touch somebody's circumstance in the name of Jesus. That is in our praise and it's in our worship. Because when we praise you, we let you know, God, that we trust you. But when we worship you, Lord Jesus, that we know that we have surrendered all. When our hands are lifted up, oh, God, we surrender all. We come into submission to your will and to your way. When our hearts are lifted, when our voices are lifted, when the tears are rolling down our eyes, and we worship you for who you are, God, and we love on you, God. You send down the answer. It's in your name we pray, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. This has been the Turn on the Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, to bless you, and we're saying that will make all the difference in the world. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory be to God. God is looking for taking us to a greater dimension of faith. But it's going to take faith to get us through here. Faith to get us out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Been listening to Apostle Janet Wooten out of Raleigh, North Carolina, with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. Be sure to join her every Monday at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Until Monday, God's doing a work in you. Stay blessed.
stellar award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
It's the anointed one.
On your radio. Yo.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the anointed one.
Y'all put those hands together. The storms of life are raging in my mind. Oh,
stand by me
as I walk this Christian journey. I want you to stand.
Oh,
but I'm begging you.
you mind if I testify and tell you of the goodness of my Lord? Share some of what he's done for me, how he's opened up so many doors. You may look at me from the outside and think I got here on my own, but there's no way that you could ever know how much grace and mercy I've been shown. Oh, if you look into my eyes, you see life has tried to get the best of me. I know the giver of life personally. He's the reason that I sing his name, Jesus, and he loves me. And I know this 'cause he died for me and he rescued me. There's no greater love in the world. His name is Jesus, yet he loves me. And I know this 'cause he said it to me when he rescued me. There's no greater love in the world. Oh, of how he made a way for me. If he hadn't loved me through the mistakes that I made, I just don't know where I would be. Oh, he showed me so much favor, and now I understand amazing grace. Through all of the pain, all of the shame, I realize there is nothing that could take your place. Best of me, but I know the giver of life personally. He's the reason that I sing. Oh, Jesus, yes, he loves me, I know this, but he died and he rescued me. No greater love. I know.
Why do we do the things we do when it hurts you? I'll never understand why. We're at a place in our lives where we're tired of all the lies and the pain we feel inside. We want to make it right. I have nothing else to give except my life. Please accept this offering.
He loves me. At the end of the day, at the end of the day, He loves me. At the end of the day, at the end of the day, He loves me. At the end of the day, at the end of the day, He loves me. Everybody say it, say it.
At the end of the day, at the end of the day, He loves me. Woo. At the end of the day, at the end of the day, He loves me.
You ought to close your eyes and sing that till you believe it.
At the end of the day, at the end of the day, He loves me.
Singing it till you believe it. Say, at the end of the day. Let's go.
At the end of the day, He loves
me.
Wave
your hands in the air.
Everything's gonna be alright.